I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I am here talking with Chase Emmons, managing partner and chief beekeeper at Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm. Chase, how did the farm hold up?
Well, actually, our two rooftop farms held up really, really well. The core of our operations, the farms themselves, one in Long Island City on Northern Boulevard at 40,000 square feet, and the other one in the Brooklyn Navy Yard at almost 65,000 square feet, both came out fantastically. Luckily, it's after the season's over, so most of our crops are done, our tomato crops and larger plants that might have experienced wind damage are all done and harvested. But even that being, you know, that being said, no real wind damage, no real property damage, just an amazing testament to the actual longevity and survivability of these large rooftop farms or green roof installations around the city.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, but unfortunately, our apiary, which was situated on Pier K of the Brooklyn Navy Yard, experienced catastrophic damage. So we go from one extreme to the other, one extreme being it was no big deal to we lost everything.
Wow. Oh, man. So what does that mean? Like, what actually happened?
You know, we had some concern, and we were keeping an eye on things, but everything the news was saying was that it might be 1 to 2 feet higher storm surge than Irene, which, you know, could cause some significant flooding in the city, but where we were situated, it wouldn't have. Had it actually only been that, we would have been fine. But, of course, it ended up being, I don't know, based on where we see the water line went up to, it was a good 5 to 6 feet above where anyone thought it was going to be. So it got to the point where there were cement trucks at that cement processing facility actually floating around. But, you know, sort of the story is one of those, you know, depressing kind of stories of hope and then just being crushed. Because in the middle of the day, during the storm, right after the first high tide, Ben was able to get out into the Navy Yard, and the Navy Yard was on full lockdown for the whole day. But they let him in. He was able to drive out there and saw that, you know, high tide had come and gone, and we didn't get flooded. Really good. Now, we knew it was going to be higher in the evening, but again, they were still talking 1 to 2 feet higher than Irene, and we figured, okay, we can weight these things down, and we have these big cement pavers. They're these like 2-foot by 2-foot slabs of cement that weigh about 100 pounds that were used in part of the installation of our rooftop farm. We had a bunch of extra ones, so Ben was able to single-handedly schlep a bunch of these out to Pier K with his van, and plunk them down on top of each hive, then ratchet strap the whole thing together, and literally create something that could withstand a good foot of water. I mean, at that point, had the hives only been immersed in a foot of water, it still would have been higher than anything that they were projecting.
Wow.
And the bees would have gone up inside their hives, and everything would have been fine. But again, now when we see what really took place down there, there was just nothing. Again, cement trucks are floating around, so there's nothing we could have done.
That's really unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So what are the steps moving forward now to get an apiary back up? I mean, are you starting from scratch?
Well, you know, we still have 10 hives around the city that were on rooftops, on various rooftops. They all did just fine. No problems with those. We'll be able to split off of those. That's a beekeeper term for essentially, it is what it sounds like, in that you can split one hive into two at a couple times a year. So we'll be able to do that. We lost a lot of equipment. When we got back in there yesterday morning, all the hives had been taken away by the storm surge. And interestingly enough, a bunch of them had wedged under that one of the cement trucks. And so there was literally this pile of, like, beehive wreckage wedged under one of the cement trucks. Oh. And the guys who run that cement ship, it's actually a ship that's moored to the pier, they had to stay through the storm to keep letting out the mooring lines as the water rose. And they actually describe watching the hives get carried away into the river and some getting wedged there and other ones literally floating out to sea. But we collected, you know, as much as we could. We're drying it out. We're gonna reuse everything that we salvaged. But yeah, and when it really comes down to it, the amount of equipment and Beasley lost in just strict dollar terms is about $10,000.
Oh my God! Well, can people help at all?
Yes, we are. We are taking donations. As much as it sort of pains us to do it, especially with everyone being so generous with the Kickstarter campaign last year, our insurance policy will only cover up to maybe $1,000 of this. And so we did have insurance. It's just, you know, woefully inadequate to the task. But we're going to have live tonight on our website. We'll have a way that you can donate, that people can donate if they so choose. But we're not just looking for money. We do have people, friends in the industry, in the beekeeping industry that are offering up free equipment, free bees, or, you know, wholesale pricing, stuff like that. So if anyone's interested in that type of thing, it's great, because our strict goal is coming back bigger and stronger than we were this year. We're not going to let this set us back. No matter what, we're coming back next year. But as far as we're concerned, this is just a challenge. And, you know, the old saying, whatever, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, you know, absolutely, we're gonna prove that true.
That's great to hear. Really awesome to hear. And we'll get all that information out to our listeners as you guys get it. Chase, thanks so much for taking some time and checking in with us. And best of luck in the rebuild. Hope you guys come back bigger and stronger.
Hey, and one last thing, though. We all have to keep in perspective. What we lost is replaceable. There are many people out there in New York and the surrounding area that lost things that are absolutely irreplaceable, lost much, much more than we did. So as bad as this is for us, we're not just focused on our problems. We're doing whatever we can for the community in the ways that we can. And we all have to do that for each other, because that's what New York City is known for.
Absolutely. Chase, thanks so much, man. We'll be in touch.
Our listeners can visit www.brooklyngrangefarm.com for more information on how they can help the Grange rebuild their apiaries.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.